WW1 toxic compound sprayed on Georgian protesters. BBC evidence suggests Ukraine talks productive, but more work needed. Rubio says, I saw them driving over injured people, the terrifying escape from war in Sudan. U.S. lawmakers demand answers over Hegseth. Venezuela boat strike claims. Early Honduras election results show Trump-backed man ahead. Pope Leo finds his voice on first foreign trip. Japanese One Piece. Singer stopped mid-show after China-Japan feud. Husband and wife accused of using spy cam and earpieces to win almost £600 at Australian casino. Benjamin Netanyahu seeks pardon from Israel's president. Dignitas founder dies by assisted suicide, aged 92. Group says Hong Kong fire death toll rises to 146 as thousands pay respects. Ukraine hits tankers in Black Sea in escalation against Russia. Three children among four killed in shooting at birthday party in California. Venezuela condemns Trump airspace closure warning. More than 70,000 killed in Gaza since Israel offensive began. Hamas-run health ministry says French farm has 90,000 worth of snails stolen. The Wiggles issue statement after appearing in ecstasy music video. Pope Leo visits Istanbul's Blue Mosque. Australian Prime Minister becomes first toad in office. Russian strikes cause power outages for more than 600 in Ukraine. Flights returning to normal after Airbus warning grounded planes. Nigeria blames jihadist groups for wave of kidnappings, but others accuse criminal gangs. Trump to pardon ex-Honduras president convicted of drug trafficking. Why 2026 will be a year like another for India's sun mission. Greek sheep and goat cull raises fears of Hitachi's shortage. Nigerian villagers too scared to speak after hundreds of school children kidnapped. Drinking is a way of life in Ireland. Can a warning label change that? Why I spend hours painstakingly repairing banknotes. Fall of Zelensky's top aide, reboot for Kyiv, or costly shakeup. Climate protesters in kayaks disrupt operations at Australian port. Watch. Moment huge fireball destroys Sydney waste facility. Scores killed as floods sweep several Asian nations. Watch. Pope struggles to remove cloth covering plaque. Video shows speed fire spreads in Hong Kong tower block. Watch. Dawn aerial footage reveals scale of Hong Kong apartment blaze. Watch how the shooting of two National Guard members unfolded. Slow. EU to unveil plan for cutting raw materials reliance on China. Oil prices climb over 1% after OPEC Plus reaffirms pause. Supply risks in focus. OPEC Plus holds oil output steady, agrees capacity mechanism. What is uranium, and why should you care about it now? U.S. judge authorizes sale of Citgo parents' shares to Elliott affiliate. Why have silver, platinum, and palladium rallied so much in 2025? LME copper races to all-time peak above $11,200 a ton. Oil falls on drawn-out Ukraine peace talks. All eyes on upcoming OPEC Plus meeting. EU members seek safeguards in U.S. tariff deal to protect industry. Alberts reports progress on divestment program. Tesla sales in France plunge nearly 58% in November. Tesla car registrations in Denmark drop 49% in November. Borsa Italiana panel increases Palantir takeover bid price. Novo Nordisk's valuation at risk as competition rises, PT trimmed. Jefferies South Korea market watchdog wary of FX risks for retail investors. HSBC taps French startup Mistral to supercharge generative AI rollout. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.26%. European stocks see sharp November volatility as AI fears spike. Barclays Australia's ASX announcement platform still not fully operational as trading session ends. Indonesia's October exports unexpectedly fall amid weak China demand. Russia manufacturing sector sees continued decline in November. Pakistan manufacturing sector improves in November after 2-month decline. India's manufacturing growth slows in November amid export weakness. China manufacturing sector slips into contraction in November.